This is the ABC.
So here is the electric wireless swing to the ceiling. The animal, Michael Edgar.
Hello, girls.
Michael Cool Cat Eyes, young as ever. Yeah, that Milligan, they're mad for me.
I
said, well, Milligan, last month I was at death's door.
I didn't give up. So forward we cut in this first speaking voice.
Soon an Australian yacht, the Gretel, will deliver a rest from the USA, the most treasured yachting trophy in the world, the American Cup.
What about the saucer?
Oh!
Time and time again.
That's twice.
Oh!
Yachtsmen from the least famous and launch of Europe have failed to regain the trophy.
Not to mention Bazonka.
Bazonka?
I told you not to mention that.
My turn. Now then, what are the wild Australian waves there?
Forest.
No. No, they're not. They're saying, Eureka, Gretel, see that Australian challenger take up the cry, I say, let the world hear you ring. To start the story, let's go back to that fateful meeting of Australian yachtsmen headed by Sir Frank Fisher. After 3 months of discussion and argument, they came to a decision.
Yes, you sit there.
Right.
You two sit over there. And Dame Patty over there. There go the skippers. Now, gentlemen, as you all know, shipmates, I've got the sea in my blood.
And you can see where it gets into.
Colbert, this meeting of yachtsmen of sunny Australia is for one purpose alone. I tell you one purpose alone. We've got to lick the Americans.
I'm not getting around licking Americans. I mean, you don't know where they're being.
Please remember that this yacht we're going to build is for Australia.
Australia!
Now, money. We need donations for up to, say, £100,000. Well, come on now, we're all rich. Come, gentlemen. A nice room, but Lord Rothschild, you've got money.
I'm afraid it's all tied up.
Where?
In the corner of my hex.
Oh, please. Come on.
Let's try a money lender.
Shall we try the money lender? And he said,
money? Never. Never.
So we got it on the never, never. Not to mention Bazonka.
Bazonka?
I told you not to mention that.
My name is Jim Shoes. I'm applying for the job of designer.
Yeah, I have done dozens and dozens of good designs.
Have you any on you?
Yes, I've got an anchor on my chest. I love Pappy on me back. I'll be grounded.
Yes. Fine. No, we believe you. What did you have in mind for a salary?
Money.
Oh, like a hard bargain. How much a week?
£500.
500? I'm afraid you can only afford four. Right, £4 a week. Well then, Captain McTagnarty, see that applicant over there, will you please?
Aye. Now, what's your name, lad?
I had it on the tip of my tongue this morning.
Well, what job are you applying for?
The carpenter. I'm pretty good with the saw. Uh-huh.
But this job, you'll have to watch at sea.
Okay, I'll use a seesaw.
Meantime, young Jim Shoes was pondering on the design of a new revolutionary yacht.
Looking around some old second-hand shops near Sydney Central when I saw in a window the ideal shape for my yacht. It was a model inside a port bottle. I asked the old man how much.
£3.10, mate.
Too much. Too much. I argued with him and finally I knocked him down.
Before I could get up again, he runned off with a ship in a bottle. I say.
What's it?
Whoa, back here! Can't hear me.
So it's a Northwest Mounted Policeman from Canada.
You shouted pretty loud, sir.
Oh.
Now tell me, sir, what happened?
I've been seriously robbed. Mm.
Describe the thief.
Oh, you too quick for me, mate.
Well, then describe yourself.
Oh, see now, bald, blue eyes, 5 foot tall.
Mm. Bald?
His eyes, 5 foot tall.
No,
my eyes, 5 foot, well, actually, 5 foot, 12 inches.
12 inches? You've got another foot to go.
It's going to be awkward in bed, mate, isn't it? Not to mention Bazonka.
Bazonka?
I told you not to mention that, didn't I?
Don't worry, old man. I'll have the Coast Guard look out for a little ship in the bottom. Meantime, Miss Patricia Ridgway will give us a breather.
Timber! Oh, there. That's going to be the master of yours.
Hey, what's the matter, you idiot? That was a telegraph call.
Wait a minute. How do you know?
I was on the top of it to work.
Well, I tell you what. Help me get it on this bus.
You're not bringing that on my bus, mate.
What?
Hey, what's the matter with you? It's only telegraph for Paul.
Oh, I'm not talking about the Paul. I'm talking about him.
What?
What do you mean?
There's women in here.
Okay. Huckles, you run behind the bus.
Okay. That's better than walking all the way. Good job I ain't running down the taxi. It'll be more expensive.
Meantime, young Jim Shoes is talking to the Royal Sydney Yachting Committee.
Yes, the little yacht in this sports bottle is the ideal design. I intend to build a replica 40 foot long.
Where are we going to get a bottle that big to put it in?
How do you get so stupid?
It's clean living, does it?
Yeah.
Oh,
what color are we going to paint, Pop?
Well, I suggest a nice brown. It won't show the dirt.
I suggest a nice blue. It won't show the sea. No.
There's only one color. White. Keep Australian yachts.
Why?
I
say
that
painter green
won't
show the
brown. Now, I
just
want to
have a
choose
one. Yes, it was a great day when the red, blue, yellow, scarlet, green, and white, yellow yacht stood on the launching ramp.
Yes, indeed, it's a great day here at Palm Beach. The mayor, the mayoress, city councillors, civic dignitaries, and all the other traditional great hangers-on. The mayoress raises the champagne bottle and...
I name this ship the Gretel. May all who sail on her mock the living daylight out of the American sea.
Ask the designer to step into my office, will you? And send a telegram to his widow.
Gentlemen, let's build a yacht out of all Australian material.
Of course, a pure merino wool hand-knitted yacht. Oh, lovely, father. Oh.
This time, to prevent a repetition of the first disaster in the harbor, the government stepped in.
It suited them.
Next morning, the keel of the yacht was laid.
I'm afraid you have to go 2 inches to the right.
What?
Show me. Put me.
Lunch?
That's like a lunch whistle. But the tugboat.
Ooh, I wonder why we're having 20 lunch breaks a day.
A great day for Australia after three months hard living the all-wool Australia job. This is about to be launched by the Queen of
Zonka.
My husband and I. Don't get on. And I now name this yacht Gretel.
And with the mayor of Sydney holding his head slide slowly down the gangway, he is followed by the Gretel. Now everyone stands to attention as the mayor slides majestically into the sea. Now, the launching platform has collapsed and slides gracefully after him with its screaming dignitaries.
Next day, Gretel starts the trial.
Log of the Gretel, September the 1st, letting water badly.
September the 2nd, found a hole in the ship, so I bunged it up.
September 3rd, who's bunged up my port hole?
September the 4th, I did.
September the 5th, take it back. Oh!
September the 6th,
out!
Stop joking, you two. We're in great danger.
Never mind. You
motion! Fire a red rocket!
Meantime, let's see how the Americans are faring.
Hurl, hurl, hurl. And hurl, 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 hurl.
Now, on the subject, it's been suggested that we all call our yacht the Jane Mansfield.
Why?
Which, because she can outstrip anything. Oh!
Yes, Mr. Bowles. Finally, the yacht was filled of compressed divorce certificates and melted down Presley records.
On her trial, the American yacht Mansfield showed a remarkable turn of speed.
What? 120 knots an hour.
When I told the captain of the Gretel, he took it in sporting fashion. Through all this, a Northwest Mounted policeman and a stuck junkshop dealer were observing Gretel through high-powered eyeballs from the top of Sydney Tower Bridge.
Yeah, mate, that's the exact same yacht as I lost in the port wine bottle. Tell me it was that one's bigger.
I smell a wreck.
Can you? I wonder where he is. Not to mention Bazonka. I told you not to mention that, mate.
Let's get down there, partner, and inspect that yacht.
Yes.
A blinding flash, a snow white horse, a sack of spuds, and a small brown loaf with the speed of light, and hee-haw, silver!
She waited for me.
So do I.
And now, here is the news read by a man called Boss. An old lady at Vaucluse reported seeing a white horse gallop over the top of the Sydney Bridge. Excuse me. She was taken to Macquarie Street, where she told a psychiatrist that the animal moved with a blinding flash, a sack of spuds, and a small brown loaf with the speed of light and the hey-ho silver. And after 3 visits, she was discharged bankrupt. Now, sports.
good afternoon. Today sees the race for the American Cup. The ABC are giving us extensive coverage from launches, helicopters, bicycles, and legs. We start at Bondi Beach with Frank's legs. He doesn't appear to be ready, so until he is, here is the record. The Blue Danube by Krauss Herrmann and is Deutsche Rundfunk Orchestra, and it's London to a brick.
I am sorry. I'm sorry, it was, of course, not the Blue Danube. Let's try again.
Bondi with just in an extraordinary sight, a riderless white horse followed by a northwest mounted policeman shouting Bazonka. Now, standing by me are a dear old couple.
Here, now, do you think that Australia or America will win?
Yes. Yes.
Well, I see it's coming to the South Times, so over to Michael Isdale on the ABT launch.
Hello, listeners. Well, here on the launch, it's very rough indeed, and the wind is blowing. Oh!
We're trying to get back to Michael Ives as soon as we can. Meantime, let's have a time check. It's exactly 7:35. In case any of you would like to write that down, I'll spell it. S-E-V-E-N, comma, T-H-I-R-T-Y, hyphen, F-I-V-E. There. Oh, now. Oh, apparently Frank's leg is ready for us to go over again. So, over to him on top of the head.
He was holding this microphone, officer, and he pitched forward over the edge. I tried to grab him, and he said, but don't let him
appear to be having a little technical trouble. So let me tell you about a program that you can listen to at 9:10 tonight. It's a talk by Professor Herling Bucher, authority on wildlife, and author of the book My Wildlife. In it, he talks about traumatic conditions in lower lugworms of the Neolithic pre-Mezzanine period. So you and the family can look forward to a half an hour of tip-top entertainment. So, now over to the launch, and Michael Ives will again. You, Michael Eisel. And now we've heard that Nate is ready for the head, so over to him.
I'm afraid it's Mr. Legs is still at the bottom of the cliff here. I'm only the engineer, I do the notes, and I haven't got a gramophone record. I know he did a little story. Let me see now. There was an Irish woman. That's an Irish woman, and she wanted to get a separation from her husband. But by that I don't mean they were joined together. She wanted to get him to go away. It's all right, but it's fine. He said to a lawyer, "Be Japers." She was an Irish woman. She said, "Well, what can you do?" And the solicitor said, I forget what his name was. It's not important, really. Anyhow, he said to this woman, "What grounds have you got?" And she said, "Half an acre." Well, she had misunderstood what he meant. He meant the ground. Anyhow, he said that they could get away with it.
I'm afraid we must fade that out because we now go over to Michael Eisel again. Thank you, Michael Eisel. We wish you well. You're still tuned to the ABC.
This just isn't our day.
Oh, fortunately, Eric Childs is on Bondi Beach, so over to him.
Yes, and next to me is a young man who favors Gretel to win it. That's so.
Yeah, that's true.
I notice you're wearing a health big bat.
Yes, you see, I used to be a 9-stone weakling. And a 15-stone bully had come and kicked sand all over me. So I took a course of muscle, and I became 15-stone.
That made a difference?
Yes. Now a 20-stone bully comes and kicks sand all over me.
Thank you, Dawn Lake. And now the race has started, so over to the starting line.
And the two great jots with the starting boy, the Australian crew looking cool and confident in their 6 life belts each and cowering in the lifeboat. The Americans are already drinking a victory toast. I'd say it's just a trick to sap the Australians' confidence. What would you say, madam?
I'd say it's just a trick to sap the Australians' confidence.
Thank you. Well, the starting flag is up. And his trousers are down. An unfortunate incident, but heavily applauded by the ladies.
Yes.
And they're off.
Again, whoopee.
No. No. No, madam. Of course not. The yacht. The trailers are first away. So, for an on-the-spot report, over to Frank Legg.
Solicitor said, has he ever been unfaithful to you, madam? And she said, "Be japers, I think we got him there. I know for a fact he wasn't the father of my last child." I think that's the end of it, and I hope Frank back sooner.
Frank? Aboard the Gradle, all is going well. Now over to our reporter on board the Gradle, where apparently it's very rough.
How many knots should a wool ship like this do?
A wool ship doesn't do knots, it does knits.
Knits? Then how many knits does it do then?
No, Captain, not knits. It must be knots, not knits.
He's right, you can't knit knots, and he knits knit knots.
What knots? Knit knots.
Not
you're not
knitting. I'm a nutty knot knitter.
Meantime, a strange sight. Close behind the Gradle in a small boat is a Northwest Mounted policeman on a white horse and an old man rowing.
Oh, dear.
Cast for me.
I'm down as far as you can, Mike. I'm nearly shagged out. I wish you'd stop that horse with his speed of light galloping round and round his rowing boat.
Here. The Australian crew are getting taller.
Oh?
Or is it my imagination?
I've never heard of a tall imagination, mate.
Great jumping Badonk.
I told you not to say Badonk.
She's getting smaller.
Indeed, an oversight. The old wool yacht was beginning to shrink.
Quick! Start knitting a lifeboat.
Any particular color?
Hurry, men, knit for your lives.
Paper, one, two, three, four. Paper, one, I finished it.
You're cast off.
Oh, I've got to start all over again now.
Supreme Court of Sydney will rise.
and then come down again.
The George is stealing a boat from inside a port bottle.
Lenny, you're part of the submissive. Now then. Call Jim Shoes.
Call Jim Shoes. Call Jim Shoes.
Give me a hot fire in a minute. Now then, is Jim Shoes in court?
Yes, Your Honor.
Right. Why did you steal that little bird in a bottle?
For Australia!
Australia! Now, Australia, raise your right leg, face east, and say, I promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Silence, Australia. Now, those three solemn knocks mean I found a little mallet.
Mr. Judge, yes? I demand the conviction.
Do you mind? That's my fee. You're making a call almost. Members of the jury, I say that Jim Shoes is guilty of assault on an old shopkeeper. Jim Shoes. Jim Shoes. I sentence you to... And may the Lord have mercy on your soul. Now, if you didn't like that ending, folks, how about this one? This. Oh, for you people who live in the country, how about this? Or a military ending. Or if you're Khrushchev or Kennedy, this is the best ending for them.
Good night, and just so that you won't go away disappointed, here's one of my latest records.
I would like to tell to you a story.
I'm a brave, I found the
listening to The Idiot Weekly, an ABC radio type publication with Jim Gussie and the ABC Dance Band and the voice of lyric soprano Patricia Ridgway. Reporters were Michael Cool Cat Idle, John Hewitt, Paul Westman, Rick Hutton, and Al Thomas. Their destiny is guided by Idiot in Chief, Spike Milligan. Wielding the blue pencil, our producer John McLeod, effects John McGrath and Jim McLeod, control operator Sid Butterworth, Curtis, special music Ruben Dumbriel, announcer PDR. We'll be going to press at the same time next week with The Idiot Weekly, so make sure of your copy by placing an order now with your newsagent.